On University of the South Week, one man had a big effect on English Reformation printing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William E. Engel, professor of English, discusses how these effects are still being felt today.
Sometimes the books and ideas that have the greatest impact on our lives are not attributed to a single person. The Bible and Catechism come immediately to mind. And yet, sometimes, the staying power of such works is the result of a single person's determination, vision, and ingenuity. And in the English Renaissance, that person was John Day, 1552-84. He was responsible for the look, style, and authorized content of English Reformation printing, the impact of which still is so much with us today. My research focuses on the extent to which Day's hybrid role as printer, author, and stationer positioned him to create, distribute, and own the rights to the first state-approved Protestant catechism, metrical psalms, home devotional manual, and Book of Martyrs. Among Day's many innovations, he introduced into English printing a clear italic font, as well as expertly executed and truly eye-catching illustrations. As master of the Stationer's Company, basically overseer of the Printers and Publishers Guild, he vigorously defended the industry against piracy, bringing about the first widely enforced means to stake claims to intellectual property and collect damages. Day established and stabilized what amounts to a Protestant art of memory that was as politically charged as it was media savvy, indelibly changing the way we imagine our place in the world.
That was William E. Engel of the University of the South. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.